Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Wrestle Culture. Here come old Lambert, he's from American Top Team. He got Juju Wrestling, he go TNT Champion. Here comes Sammy G and take on T. Kids don't be like Sammy, he just do what he please. Come together right now. On the belt, I'm Adam Wellborn from What Culture, joined by Phil Chambers, and soon to be joined by Adam Cleary from What Culture to discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Phil Chambers. And we should probably start, yeah, with the jizzing on the TNT Championship stuff. I thought it was appropriate to reference it because it was a great episode of Dynamite overshadowed by, well, that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I think Simon Miller's review of this was the best. It's just, we don't want to be talking about come on our wrestling. It's ridiculous. I don't know. Like, they've jumped the shark with this quite quickly, and they need to turn them heel as soon as humanly possible.
I think it was Hamflet on the Dynamite review said, how have you done the exact same segment as when Lambert was feuding with the Rhodes family?
Yeah.
And he's just like, you're a whore,
and it didn't work back then either.
What's happening here? And then, yeah, the photo we've all seen, yeah. Of course, the implication on TV, and then just Eddie Kingston's tweet about, let's just say, the legacy of the TNT Championship. There's some wonderfully, clearly quite meticulously planned stuff within AEW, like... Well, we're going to talk about the Bret Hart references, including what we saw in the opening match on Dynamite, that great one with CM Punk and Dax Harwood. And then there's other stuff where I'm like, how has no one gone, excuse me, what was that you just said? I know it's not scripted per se, but I feel like one of the bullet points is imply you've cummed on a belt, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's, yeah, like Eddie Kingston's tweet says, like the belt with that legacy that's there to honour a guy who's died, who everybody loves, and was a huge sort of part of the company growing forwards and things. And then you're doing this with it. Like, Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti, separately, ignoring their relationship, but we're on hell of a runs together.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Like, Sammy, like, with the TNT champion stuff, he's just been doing great matches all the time, really entertaining, like a good babyface run. Tay Conti, the same, growing every single day on TV as a personality and as a wrestler. Own a really good babyface run of her own, gathering steam, getting loads of fan support behind her. And then they've come together, quite literally, and thrown it all in the bin. And they still seem to be being portrayed as faces going up against the dastardly heels.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work, even a little bit. Everything they've done on Twitter, it doesn't work. This isn't babyface, this is... As heel as heel.
I'm very happy for them being in a relationship.
Yes, I'm very happy they're happy.
Don't rub it in my goddamn face. And just another point, it's kind of separate from what we just talked about, but never, ever, ever will someone saying rent-free be a babyface move. Ever. Sticking with AEW, though, I did want to get your thoughts on this because it's been you know, doing the rounds the last few days, and you feel like the most appropriate person to ask about the Blackpool Combat Club.
Hey, yes. I am loving this. Big fan.
Are you like an honorary member then, basically?
I hope so, yeah. I should be. In case people don't know, I am from Blackpool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great. I can't wait for them to do the Blackpool Football Club type logo or whatever they're going to do.
There's been a lot of... I've seen on Squared Circle a lot of pictures already.
It's good stuff. William Regal is fantastic. We all know that. But, like, Daniel Bryan and Jon Moxley in these characters together are, like, unstoppable force. It's ridiculous. I love how they're not running through people either. Like, they're not just squashing people all the time. Like, this match on this week's Dynamite was so much fun. Them just kicking the absolute crap
out
of
great.
The Varsity Blondes. But, like,
not the Hollywood Blondes, JR.
But the moments that the Varsity Blondes got, like, they did get some offense in there and they had a bit of back and forth, but that just made them angrier somehow. And they ended up like,
you can actually punch me.
Saiku
knee time.
But I'm loving it. I don't see who beats them is the biggest thing with this. Like, they should be on a run to the tag titles and they should win it. And then it's like, well, then what?
there are two tag teams right now who aren't tag team champions who I agree.
Yeah.
You go, well, no one can beat the Knights of the Black Throne, House of Black, whatever you want to call them. They're mint. They're just wrecking everyone.
Yeah.
Don't like all the outside the ring stuff.
Nope, but in ring, holy hell, fantastic.
And then there's these two. And then there's the tag champs. And then there's Red Dragon. And then there's Bucks. And, you know, ridiculous.
It's mad. I love it. Big fans.
And just to stick with the AEW, we'll move over to WWE in a second. It's Bret Hart coming to AEW. That's a lot of allusions to it.
Too many hints. They don't... Like, they do hint at things a lot in AEW, but they don't hint things if they're not going to pay them off.
No.
So he kind of has to. And, like... With FTR, is just a ludicrous teaming. It makes no sense, but I really hope so. They can't do all these teasers and not do it now. And that match with CM Punk and Dax Harwood, loved it. Like, such a sort of different slice of wrestling on that card.
An homage.
Yes, exactly. And like perfectly, like that first hour, like ludicrous, like that 8-man tornado tag, so much fun, but completely different to the CM Punk Dax Harwood thing, which was also so much fun, which was completely different to the Daniel Bryan Jon Moxley thing.
Yeah, there was a bit where we were sat in the office to peel back the curtain a little bit, where Phil was editing ups and downs and getting clips from Dynamite.
Yeah,
and you turned to me and you said, "This first hour of Dynamite is amazing," and I went, "It is." Just give it time.
Because
they're going to accuse, they're going to get Vicky Guerrero to accuse Thunder Rosa of, like, "Oh, you bloody Mexican."
God, that was bad. That was so bad. It's annoying with me because I edit the ups and downs that Miller does, obviously. So I don't, like, bother watching the show until I'm editing it. Because I'd have to watch it to edit it to get the photos and things anyway. So I watch it all when I'm editing it. So I always miss out on the sort of wrestling chatter at, like, first thing in the morning when people first come in and you're like, "Oh, did you see Dynamite?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't yet." And so I'm always joining in the conversation like 3 hours later on or something.
The beauty of this week's Dynamite was no one was really tired of talking about, like you say, either Dax and Punk or what on earth happened in that second hour.
Absolutely mad.
But yeah, there's obviously there was the allusions to it in interviews, this pink lighting.
Yeah.
Is he coming to AEW? He's been in AEW. We saw him in AEW. They're a Double or Nothing with Jack Whitehall, of all people, to present the AEW world title. But yeah, it just feels like the perfect fit, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't, like, can they still be heels if they have Bret Hart as their manager?
I think that's their turning face, aren't they? Yeah.
But I mean, that is like dream territory for FTR, though, isn't it? Like, they are both big Bret Hart fans. Like, that would be a dream moment for them. Like, the people that they've got to work with through their time in AEW, they must be like, "Oh my God, this is the best thing we've ever done with our lives, is moving away from WWE.
I don't think I've ever seen Dax Harwood smile. Maybe like a sadistic smile. Yeah. But he'd just be beaming, wouldn't he?
Just looking at Bret Hart like, "Oh, it's happening, he's here."
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be absolutely...
And just having Bret Hart as a mind backstage for people to ask questions and things like that is just like a ludicrous possibility.
What's
for
that?
He's
busy.
Generation.
Oh, thankfully William Regal stood just there. Just bonkers what they're doing. But switching gears now to WWE. Phil, things that make you go... This time next week, you and I will be in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, baby.
For WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
barring any last-minute COVID panics.
Yes. Well, we've just booked in our tests for next Tuesday. We're flying out on Wednesday, and we've just been planning everything. We're going to watch Dynamite somewhere. If anyone knows a sports bar that shows Dynamite in Dallas, either that or we're just going to have to watch it in our hotel. But then we're going to be at WrestleCon. Like, the lineup for WrestleCon is ludicrous this year. I highly suggest you go and check it out if you're there in WrestleMania weekend. There's like so many wrestlers that you can go and meet. And it's always a good fun time, WrestleCon. So I highly recommend you going to check that out. So we're going to be there. We've not got a booth or anything, but we're going to be getting loads of content, loads of interviews that will go out on the YouTube channel and on the podcast, I assume, as well. So we're going to be getting loads of that. So if you see us there, come and say hello.
Absolutely, yeah.
But we're going to be at, well, me and Miller are going to go to SmackDown. You guys
and Hanflet are going to go to Impact.
Which also looks like a hell of a card. Oh. And then we've got two nights of WrestleMania. We're going to the Roar as well. It's going to be goddamn fun.
It's going to be wild, yeah. So it's the four of us, me, Phil, Miller, and Hanflet that are going to be there. And, if you are going and you spot us outside... for example, WrestleMania, we will be filming your ups and downs, your what went down.
Come join us. Like, we love it when we get a bit of a crowd.
Oh, like, so good.
It's so much fun. Like,
unless you're Chris Cyborg.
Unless you're Chris Cyborg. Or especially if you're Chris Cyborg.
Yeah. I'm working out when's the best time to threaten her on Twitter. Like, she won't have enough time to come
possible,
from. I think she's in San Diego. I think she lives in San Diego. Maybe about 2 hours before WrestleMania night
probably,
two.
If you see us outside of an event, come say hi, be in the crowd for an ups and downs or a what went down or whatever. If you see us at WrestleCon, come say hi. Just come say hi.
Yeah, absolutely. Come say hi. It's literally like, what, $5 a photo, are we going to say?
$10.
Least. Okay, fair enough.
Each as well.
Ten each. And then if you want Miller in there, that's going to... Oh, that's going to go. I'm joking, of course. But I tell you what, you can splash out on, if you're in the UK or in Europe, sorry to our American listeners, it is the fantastic clickbait thumbnail What Culture beer. That's right, we've made our own beer in time for WrestleMania, and you can order it now if you're in the UK or Europe. Again, apologies, American listeners, international listeners, I should probably say. TopRopeBrewing.com is where you need to head, and you can get it, including 11 other fantastic beers from Top Rope Brewing. You see us drinking them on the streams all the time, the wrestling-themed beers. Me and Phil and Cleary actually did a podcast all about this earlier on in the week that you can listen to, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. But yes, 12 delicious craft beers in total for a low, low price, a bargain if you know your craft beers, £45, and free shipping if you enter the code Here's Why at checkout. And they will be with you if you order them now in time for WrestleMania. Preposterous that we've got our own beer. And even more insane that we're actually going to WrestleMania, Phil. I think until we're on the plane.
I think, because... like,
you were going to go two years ago.
We went through this for Mania 35. We were going to be there in Tampa. We had...
36. We went to 35,
sorry, Yeah, 36. So we were going to be there. Pirate WrestleMania in Tampa. We had our tickets booked. We had our flights booked. And then we slowly watched the world die.
Yeah. Because it was still... Because we did the chamber. We were talking about this today. We did the chamber stream, didn't we?
Yeah, and
it
was the last one.
And I remember because I'd come back from... Because I had my honeymoon after the Rumble. And I remember even then there was, you know, there was obviously it was January. People were already starting to talk about it. But you're like, that's over there. Right. We'll be fine here.
And then WWE weren't mentioning anything for ages. Like, is WrestleMania still happening? And then, like, we got locked down and flights got cancelled and everything. So it's like, And then since then, obviously, we've been living with this stupid pandemic. So it's kind of nice to get back to some reality and be able to go abroad again. The first time I've been abroad in ages and do a fun trip. It's like,
Even when we pass, fingers crossed, touch wood, the test that we're doing on Tuesday, I won't be convinced we're going until that plane.
On that flight.
We're on the Heathrow tarmac and taking off, basically.
I can't wait. It's going
to
be good.
How big is Miller actually to sit next to on a plane?
This is true. He's a beefy man. He's on a different flight to us. Oh, he's on the same flight, but he probably won't have the same.
Because we've got to fly down from Newcastle.
He's going to probably have to sit on his own anyway.
But yes, I'm so excited, especially because the WrestleMania developments have been pretty wild this week. Not hugely, you know. We've talked enough about Cody. We're not going to talk about bloody Cody. It's going to happen. He's probably going to show up for the first time at WrestleMania. So that's that.
Yeah.
But have you heard about the shocking rumoured WrestleMania match?
I have, yeah. Huge match. Why aren't they announcing this? This is selling out.
For Omos. He's been running through people, mainly Apollo Crews and Paul Commander Aziz on Monday Night Raw. And the rumour that's come out this week is he could face Bobby Lashley, which, Great. Love to see Bobby Lashley on a WrestleMania card. But he can't lose. And, I mean, I suppose, hopefully, not to bury Omos too much, but I think he's kind of hit his ceiling. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He can wreck some dudes, but he's not going to be a world champion. I think even he would admit something like that. I'd say he's far more mobile and he's got something far more about him than the Great Khali. But it is 2022's Great Khali, effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was still very
new. The WrestleMania stuff with the New Day last year was really good. And AJ dragged some great stuff out of him as well. So maybe he's just been built up and built up and built up. And then Lashley's going to come through and do some insane feat of strength to reiterate, he's world champion, except he hasn't got a belt anymore, basically.
Yeah, I don't know how they go with this. Like, it makes sense for neither of them to lose. Maybe they just do, like, if it's going to be some kind of surprise match or something, they just do a big schmoz finish. And, like when Bobby Lashley and Braun, like, did their things where they, like, got smashed through the stage and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And just do, like, a big spectacular, like, finish of Bobby Lashley raising almost above his head and then, like, them both falling off the edge of a thing or something.
Fall through a giant lone star.
Yeah. So maybe I could see something like that happening, because it doesn't really need to be a proper match, I guess.
No.
If it's just going to be a shock thing on the night.
It's just so surreal. I assumed when I saw the story break early this week, like, rumoured opponent for Omos, you're like, oh, okay. Are they going to chuck him in with a legend? Are they going to, as we all anticipated, they've been very quiet about the whole Andre the Giant Memorial Battle. It felt like almost as that was his place this year.
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe they chuck him in there and just have Bobby Lashley, although I don't want Bobby Lashley, and no offence, but if you're in the Memorial Battle
really
Royal, you're not really considered. I mean, they didn't even have it on WrestleMania last year, did they?
No, they did it on SmackDown before. WrestleMania, SmackDown, sorry.
Indeed. It's just chuck WrestleMania, attach it to WrestleMania Backlash, WrestleMania SmackDown. But in the big headline news of the week, in terms of the most stupendous match of WrestleMania ever, whatever you want to bloody call it, more vehicular shenanigans on SmackDown. It's weird doing this, because it's always like a week late.
Yeah.
But Brock Lesnar did try and kill the Bloodline and then flipped their car and then ripped a door off and then took it down to the ring with him.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Like, I mean, yeah, you said it. That's what happened. They're driving the forklift in through the windows like that. You could have legitimately killed them with that.
And that was like an inter-break tease. Sidgwick was talking about this on the SmackDown.
It was done so weird on the SmackDown, because it was like, it was like he was chasing after them and then they like cut to commercial and then showed all of the carnage that happened during the commercial. I was like, well, this is weird. It's a different way of doing it, I guess. And then he just paraded a door around and then started attacking the door like Ric Flair attacked his jacket. I love this.
He made it part of his
so
entrance
and
the pyro and stuff. So that was great. It's weird. So like, I was away last weekend and I didn't get to catch up with SmackDown until quite late. And all I'd seen was the thumbnail, I think, for Ups and Downs.
Yeah.
And so it was quite close in. It's like I could see he's doing something. He's maybe even driving something. And he's got his cowboy hat on.
With a big smile on his face.
Yeah, I was like, what's this wacky bastard up to now? And then you watch it and you're like, excuse me? Like, Sidge called this. I'll give him his due. Sidge called this weeks, if not months ago, that around this time of year, and this will lead into today's hashtag bloody good quiz in a few minutes, WWE get obsessed with vehicle stuff.
I was just like literally going to say, like, as soon as it hits the run up to WrestleMania, they go like, oh, car stuff. Because like the Charlotte and Ronda Rousey stuff, they've been doing car stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the slams on the car and stuff like that.
And then they did the thing where Becky and Charlotte were locked in a police car before 35.
Yeah, and then they're like,
or maybe,
it's like smashing the window and things leading into that triple threat match.
Maybe it wasn't Charlotte, maybe it was Becky and Ronda.
Becky and Ronda. Charlotte and Ronda. It was that match anyway.
And then Becky the previous year?
The
year
track.
After had the 18-wheeler thing.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, cool, all the success has gone to her head, so she's going to lose to Shayna Baszler. And then I don't want to talk about that. But like, it's just, it's a weird tell that they always have, but I do kind of, it is a fun game to play of like, what are they going to do this week?
Yeah, absolutely. And you just got to keep up in the stakes with these kind of things. You can't just do the same thing over and over again.
No.
You've got to go higher and higher and higher. So it'd be interesting to see what they do next.
I don't know where they get. They've got two SmackDowns left, haven't they? And I don't know where.
Yeah.
All they've done for this week's SmackDown is write Brock Lesnar's on the hunt. I was like, what does that mean?
I mean, even on last week's SmackDown, there wasn't exactly a lot of WrestleMania building.
No.
Within that. Like the build.
Well, they made Seth Rollins look like a twat because I think that was when Natalya and Shayna just went, oh, just if we just attack them, then we'll get a match.
Yeah, pretty much. Because why not? That's how these things work. Like the build to this WrestleMania has been so weird. Like some of it's been really good, some of it's just there.
Yeah.
And, they always seem to do this recently with WrestleManias where they kind of hit a time where they're just like, oh, I really wish WrestleMania was this week and we didn't have two more weeks to go. Like they don't seem to manage to stretch out. Like the. Like we were just saying, the Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair match, like that was so hot early on and then just sort of fizzled out of steam. I mean, the match itself was great, obviously. But like the builds to these things, they just can't keep them going. Like the Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns one's doing a really good job of just keeping it going.
Yes.
But nothing else is really.
Yeah, I was going to say, I keep saying this on videos and news and stuff like that. I can't work out whether it's, you know, this is my only, will only be my second WrestleMania I've ever been to, which the novelty has not worn off.
No,
I can tell you that.
I don't think it ever does.
And so I don't know whether it's that, but I see people saying, oh, this WrestleMania is looking a bit iffy, and I'm not sure about the card, I'm not sure about the build. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be all right on the night, won't it? Like, the whole, oh, will Stone Cold wrestle, or will he just do, you know, a stunt? I'm like, I don't care. Yeah,
we're going to be there in Dallas for the glass smashing. That's all I care about.
I'm going to chug a beer over Simon Miller and accept the consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think the card itself, it doesn't, like, on paper, it's not the best card they've ever put on, but I still think it's going to be really good fun.
Like, I cast There's my mind of... back to, like, 32, for example.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, I'm sure on paper some of them were great,
yeah.
But in reality, it's, what, was 32 Triple H Roman?
Yeah.
Was that in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't go to that one.
Yeah. So I think it's always a bit of a lottery, especially with the celebrity matches. But I don't know.
I think there's a lot of wild cards.
Pat McAfee Austin Theory is going to be a bit of a
low-key. There's a lot of wild cards on this card, like with the Pat McAfee Austin Theory thing. Like something nuts is going to happen in it, and like the Johnny Knoxville Sami Zayn thing. Sami Zayn's been great. Like up to this, he always is. That he's gonna make this entertaining, no matter what it is. And there's just gonna be something stupid that happens. There's a lot of little wild cards for really fun little moments and matches. Like Bad Bunny last year, no one saw him having one of the best matches in WrestleMania.
Destroyer.
So you never really know what's gonna happen with these things, and I kind of like that.
And are we allowed to reveal this?
What are we revealing?
I think we've got an interview with Scotty Too Hotty.
Oh, yeah, we can't reveal this because we're very, very excited.
He was one of the first people to reply to us, too.
Legend. Honestly, legend. Obviously, we normally with these sorts of things with WrestleCon and what have you, we just sort of divvy them up or we just sort of go, we'll keep in touch and say, if you've interviewed, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I was like, Miller can have whoever he wants. If I get Scotty Too Hotty in the Iconics, I might retire.
That's the thing. We're still desperately trying to get you that Iconics interview. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
They haven't replied to me, but it's going to happen. We're just going to go up to them and force a microphone in their face. And even if we're filming them saying, no, get away from me, you crazy person,
still
at least that's something. But yeah, I think we're going to give Miller Kurt Angle specifically so you can have Scotty Too Hotty, which
fair
I think is
reason. Yeah.
Totally fair trade.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, before we get to this week's bloody good quiz, Phil, one of my favorite things happened this week. I don't know why. I'm such a sucker for this. The old bait and switch. Kevin Owens on Raw, to open Raw, in fact. Stone Cold's music hits, and people go, oh my God,
that he's crowd here. Lost their minds. Love it.
Of course he wasn't there.
Of course.
But I think that the cosplaying of Stone Cold, and I know we've had it before with Sexy Kurt, who'll make your ankle hurt. Obviously MJF using Punk's theme and stuff, and it's slightly different and what have you. I always, for some reason, remember Edge and Lita using Matt Hardy's music at their wedding.
Yeah.
Obviously, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart in Canada. I don't know why. The bait and switch is one of those things that is just like a straight line to my heart.
It never gets
old.
And
he was so good at it because he does the Stone Cold. He's got the crap bald cap thing on.
Yeah.
And then you think, ah, you've messed up. You've dropped the beers. And then that's all part of it as well. So he can stunner some, well, indie wrestler, let's be perfectly honest, and then pour beer on him.
But he didn't do the bait and switch once either. It was the second time as well. It just made it. Like, he got that first pop, the true Stone Cold pop, and then him come out and the crowd going, oh, God damn it, it's Sammy. Not Sammy, Kevin. Mm. But then he went and bloody did it again, which I think is the most fun part of this, because it's like, then you're like, oh, actually, they finally pulled the trigger. They've got Stone Cold on Raw. Like, because they're not going to do it twice. It's like, they properly get you the second time as well. And it's genius. Although they really do need to get Stone Cold on Raw. How haven't they? Like, just pop a rating. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I think maybe if they're not going to get Cody on Raw next week, for example, and they're not going to get Cody on Raw by all reports. But it was one of those when I watched Raw, you know, early Tuesday morning, the glass shatters, and I go, oh my God. And you see the panning of the crowd. And this isn't, you know, this isn't like slightly excited. This is chucking babies in the air, hands on your head, everyone with their phone out. I can't believe this is happening. And then it gets, you know, revealed. It's, by the way, also, quick one on this. I've just remembered. When Owens comes out, people very quickly, no offense to him, recognize that's not Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He hasn't got that build. He hasn't got that look, whatever you want to say. I remember The Miz coming out as The Rock, and it took people longer than this to be like, because he's got he got a proper load of fake tan, and he's got the billboard cap on perfectly.
Yeah, he was just a little less muscly.
So some people have on their phone like, oh my God, it's The Rock. Look, there he is. Wait. His arms look a bit smaller. It's like, and then when it's obviously revealed to be Owens, there was a bit of me watching it going, I mean, a bit like with Cody, of course they're not going to bring him out in Jacksonville because that's going to bring out AEW chance on WWE TV. Yeah. But I was like, of course they're not going to bring Stone Cold out without teasing it on Raw, without at least sending out that tweet. But then there was a bit of me that was like, well, maybe I missed the tweet or something like that, basically. But then, yeah, like you say, this when they do it a second time, you go, oh my God, he's backstage anyway. And he's gone, meal him out, asshole. I don't know why that's one of my, not even a guilty pleasure, just pleasures.
Yeah, no, it's just great. Love it. I'm with you on that one. I think as well, like on a very selfish kind of way, I really hope we get Stone Cold on the Raw after WrestleMania as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because like WrestleMania pops are great and the crowd is bloody massive. So it's like 70,000 people or whatever. Oh, it's less than that because they're not sold out of the seats. 50,000 people pop into Stone
Cold. How much do you think there's going to be in terms of people there?
I think they've sold like 55,000, haven't they? For each night. So it's not exactly a small crowd, but it's nowhere near what it will have been for WrestleMania 32, where they got like, well, supposedly over 100, but it probably wasn't.
Well, like
if we get the glass smashing at WrestleMania, like that pop's going to be very different to the glass smashing at the Raw after WrestleMania in a 20,000 seat stadium where it keeps the sound in. And I'm like, oh, I just really want to be there for the Stone Cold pop. I've never seen Stone Cold live ever, and I just
want to
get as many of those Stone Cold pops as I possibly can.
Yeah, and it'll be very interesting, like you say, the Raw after WrestleMania is going to be fascinating as well. We'll probably be talking more about... Veer's coming. We should mention that. Veer's finally coming. We're going to be there with Miller when Veer finally comes.
You never know.
You think they're going to do an Emelina with him?
I really hope so.
Oh, speaking of people coming, here's Adam Cleary.
Are you doing this live, are you?
We are rolling.
Okay.
What have you got in your hand there?
The candles are coming up as well, because we're all going to do it as a nice little collective.
Okay.
What I've got in my hand here.
Oh, hang on, let me turn your mic up. Sorry, that is a good idea.
I've got in my hand here a chilled, refined, pull up a seat, boys, a chilled and refined clickbait thumbnail.
He's got a can of clickbait. Hello, Max. Delicious.
Hello.
Is there, what camera am I on here?
The cameras aren't rolling.
We're not rolling yet.
Okay, well, then I'll look at the cameras. yeah, I've got a can of clickbait thumbnail because we're going to have the live taste test. They've arrived today. We've never tasted them before. We're going to do them live on the podcast.
Okay.
Which is a bit risky because if something's gone wrong with these or just Top Rope have made something absolutely rank, you're going to hear us go, oh my God, this is horrible. So it's a genuine live reaction taste test. I've only found one glass.
Brilliant.
So
you want that.
So if somebody else wants any, have you brought yours with?
Go get some cups from the kitchen.
Yeah, go get some stuff. Go get some stuff.
Or because you've already got one.
I'll drink out the can.
Okay.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Right? And you, a little girly, can have a glass.
Thank you very much.
There's nothing in that. I'll take that back for now.
Okay.
I'll pour something
and this is the 5.1% YPA.
I have been in the room next to you doing the news every day since we got this. You have said every single percentage going except the correct percentage.
What is it?
It's a 5.1%, it's a 5.4%.
Is it 5.2?
It's 5.3.
Oh, God damn it.
Right? It's a 5.3%. The first ever YPA.
Hey.
Yeah. Slap your baldy head, right? And
sorry,
there we go. Thank you very much, right? And this is our beer.
Genuine.
This is the What Culture beer.
I'm hoping it tastes delicious, so it gives me a...
Very good, yeah. So...
Hello, Michael Havlet, as well.
So we're all here.
You guys can all stay for the quiz if you like.
I did tell them that.
Go on, then. That never went bad when we got involved.
Right, so...
Oh, thank you, Michael Sidgwick.
I'm going to wait, because Phil's going to do the camera for this.
Okay.
Am I still trying to keep the... We're still going, we're still rolling.
Yeah.
Just pretend it's local radio. Keep it rolling.
Okay, what match are you most looking forward to at WrestleMania?
Well, not at WrestleMania, but I'll tell you what I'll be pairing this beer with.
Oh, what's that?
Because obviously the match recommendation comes, you know, like posh beer places. Yeah. Have it with a roast beef or have it with something like that. Top Rope do it with match pairings, and we've gone for here. Let me just have a read of that. The Fiend versus Goldberg. Because if there's anything, any match in the history of pro wrestling that has provided the What Culture offices with the maximum amount of patter per in-ring minute, it is The Fiend versus Goldberg. The numbers on that, the crack we've had out of that. Well, how long's the match? You two must know. Roughly five minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. And how many hours of material have we got off the back of that?
Oh, several.
Right.
I would say double figures.
Everyone's got a vessel?
Yeah, exactly. We're all good to go.
Is this rolling?
This is rolling now,
right,
yeah.
We'll get this on the old socials, right? I'd just like to say before we do this, when I took the CEO job, one of the first things I said was, I'm going to get us our own beer at some point.
Yes.
I didn't mean it. I just said it for attention. But here we are some 18 months later.
Oh, get it
I'm
on.
Actually excited for
get
this.
On the mic. Get the crack on the mic. Oh,
that's a beer.
That is a beer.
That is a beer. Right, has everyone got?
Yeah.
You doing yours, Hamlet?
Oh, have you got one there?
Yeah.
This is Hamlet's personal one. Everyone can have one. You're allowed to take one home.
Everybody gets one.
Right, I'll pour you a little bit out. I'll do my old. I used to work in a bar. You know,
so. Yeah, that's it.
But I used to work in a bar. It's
well, too big a head on it.
There you go. It's strange.
Thank you very
it doesn't
much.
Really come up often Phil, how many you like times you've got to pour a can into a mug during bar work. But, you know, how many do I need to pour here?
That's the last one.
We'll do this at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've poured like pretty much all my can away.
Oh, that's a nice colour as well.
Yeah, the initial pictures, I thought it looked a bit rogue. But I have since done my research, and IPAs do look a bit like that. So it
smells good.
Mm-hmm. So actually, you know what, boys? I'm going to go classic.
There you go. Let them see it. Let them see it.
I'm having a glass.
You had a sip? Is it Christmas?
Right.
Okay.
God, imagine this will go viral if we drink it and I'll spit it out. Oh no! Right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
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 To the future.
Cheers, Tim and Simon.
Phil, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Top Rope.
Oh my God, that's really nice.
That is genuinely.
Genuinely, I could drink that for four straight cans, 2 hours, get too overenthusiastic, and not realise I'm too.
That is
really good.
It breaks a rule because it finds
such a relief.
Such a relief.
Not crap. You could go all day on that. That should not be as sessionable as it tastes.
Yeah, that is genuine. It's so smooth.
You compromise the or what's
There's a citra, like it was a
yes, I was going to say
citra hops, a tiny little citra
tiny little
thing.
Bit of citra hops.
Not that beer we had in the Vegas.
What it was the other hops? I can't remember what the other hops was. Does it say?
It had a funny. We'll say on the council if you want to have a read of that. I would just like to say
the other one gives hints of pine and spice.
Our relief at this is no reflection on Top Root whatsoever. It's just this is a commercial venture that could, indeed, as all of them could, blow up in your face.
I do want
this
to
is
drink 10 of them.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to drink three of them, you can now order our crate in association with Top Rope, which will include three cans of clickbait thumbnail. The link will be in the description.
Yeah, topropebrewing.com.
For the craft beer aficionados out there as well, it is Citra hops and Chinook hops.
Ah, that's what it
is. The tang of lemon.
That's what I can taste.
It's the tiny notes and the spice.
I cannot get over how nice that is.
Absolutely delicious. And do you know what it's also going to pair well with?
Mm.
I'll tell you what, a bloody good quiz. Enough of all this, it's now time for a bloody good quiz.
I've got to say, really, really interesting insight in how your brain works there. Because you literally set up, oh, you know how to pair well with, and then you just didn't press the button.
And then
you have to do the line. You have to do your normal line. Even you've already done the setup.
And this week's quiz is brought to you by Jakub Højgaard.
Play for West Brom?
How am I pronouncing that there?
Jakub Højgaard.
Højgaard. Thank you to Jakub. If you want your name associated with a hashtag, bloody good quiz.
Do you want to come around here?
Yeah, absolutely.
He always angles his screen to face Phil, so don't worry if we lose.
I'll sort this out. Okay, so Jakub, thank you once again for sponsoring this week's bloody good quiz. If you want your name associated with a hashtag bloody good quiz, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes.
I cannot get over how nice this is.
He was a 5-star. The fact we I'm actually going back to drink more of it is ringing endorsement.
Dangerously sessionable. Oh, that does not hit you like a 5.3.
That's deceptively strong.
You got to if you're drinking the Silver WrestleMania weekend, be careful.
Anyway, Jakub,
Chinook style, Citra style. That's why they call that clickbait thumbnail.
So Jakub writes, long-time listener, first-time contributor. I'd just like to thank you guys for bringing me back into wrestling, all the great podcasts which I listen to daily, and suffering through Raw so I don't have to. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Jakub.
Thank you.
Can we go out?
I think we are going out.
Oh, you are going out. Everyone without kids is going out after this.
So, 10 questions today. With a bit of bonus teams now. It's Phil and...
Bonus!
Wait a second. Hang on. Just hold that thought.
He wasn't my car.
Wrong one.
I don't know how I feel about Sidgwick standing there. Like, I think it should be on the other side.
There you are. So, yes, it's Phil and Sidgwick.
You should really give Sidgwick your chair.
Yeah, I could do, actually.
Yeah, I'm outraged.
Okay. It is Phil and Sidgwick versus Hamflet and Cleary. All questions about vehicles in WWE. Okay. 10 questions, multiple choice. Shout out your name, team name.
It sounded like a second pun was coming after the E there.
Wait for me to come to you.
Why vehicles?
Well, every year, once a year, in the run-up to WrestleMania season, WWE decides to purchase a lot of vehicles in order to smash for set piece angles.
Oh, got you.
In lieu of actual story.
Yeah, the police, the police car for the women's triple threat.
I just thought
it was because we were all drinking. Oh my god, you're on the right podcast.
Remember, gents, most of all, it's just for fun, this. Okay, so question number one. What is number one on WWE's YouTube video, Vehicular Destruction, in 2013? They've done a few of these,
Vehicles Destroyed in 2013, or the videos in 2013?
No, the video's from 2013.
Adam. Oh, you got an option?
I've got options.
Sorry,
yeah.
I just remember my name for a second.
Yeah. Okay. The options are...
I know what I think.
Stone Cold...
He said his name now.
Stone Cold, I'm going to allow it because of the delicious beer.
I've had a drink, Phil. Give us a break.
Stone Cold destroys the DX Express. Vince McMahon's limo explodes. Hogan runs over The Rock in an ambulance. Or Stone Cold drops Triple
Adam,
H.
Stone Cold drops Triple H.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I thought it was that one.
Well, let's pause it. All right. Let's deduce the answer. It's not going to be the limo. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Because 1 week later, or a very short amount of time after this, something that incriminated something the company happened. So they don't want to remind people of that.
Fair.
So that eliminates that answer.
I'm way too much.
Cleary's answer is eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
What does WWE like to do before?
Nice
before he ruined it for them.
Put Triple H
angle
over.
The height difference of this makes it look like Phil's his son. And he's like, look, we can't do the wrestling quiz together.
Well, Phil's disclaimer is already died. It's just for
wrestling.
Before the great Nick Khan saved the day, they used to love putting Triple H over. And in 2013?
2013, yeah.
They used to love putting Triple H over. So I'm going for DX.
No, dear.
Is it the limo? Is it the limo?
It's the limo.
Yes!
Insane that they've, like you say, they've put that at number one. But
it's probably Donald Trump thinking it was a shoot.
Okay, question number two.
Things on Buzz. Rest in peace.
At which WrestleMania did Cena turn up in a Shelby GT5?
Sidgwick. WrestleMania 23.
Yay!
So what happened? I heard your mouth open.
I thought it was going to
be
Gangsta
Cole. And then no noise came out.
I was waiting for the...
Yeah, there's an alternative. Question number three. 1-0 to team...
The rush of air.
Fidgwick.
Fidgwick.
What about Chambers and Sidgwick? Is there anything there?
Chidgwick?
Chidgwick.
Okay.
Clamflip.
Question number three.
I don't like it.
Somebody in the comments.
I was going to say, like, I've been through the shipping phase at this company. I've got no interest in seeing my name.
Madam?
Joined. Oh, that's quite good. In fairness.
What beer was on Stone Cold's Zamboni? Was it?
What?
Miller Lite, Budweiser, Coors Light, or Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Coors Light?
No, dear, that's wrong.
Right in my head.
I don't think it's Pabst Blue Ribbon. That became a hipster beer after that. It's obviously not.
I don't think it's Bud. I think it's...
What did he say? Coors?
He said Coors.
I thought it was Coors. That's what I would have gone with.
I think you go for it.
Miller Lite? Let's go with Miller Lite.
Ice. Clearer.
Yay!
Okay.
Question four. Dean Ambrose once sat on a Pontiac when burning his Shield vest. You remember in that great storyline that he did with him and Seth Rollins? The question is, what colour was that Pontiac?
Red?
Yay!
Well remembered. Okay, so 2-1. Question five. What did Batista use to destroy JBL's limo? Was it an axe, a golf club, a baseball bat, or cement?
Sidgwick, baseball bat.
Yay!
Aww.
It's 3-1 at the halfway point. Okay.
He's playing golf. See, you can't imagine Vince McMahon would let him play golf.
That's not what he's swinging.
Question six. Which out of these videos has more views on WWE's YouTube channel?
Oh, this is honestly, when you can't do a match length question, this is what you go to.
I really like this one because this is a good one. Braun Strowman destroys his new car.
Okay.
Braun Strowman pushes over Vince's limo.
Okay.
Braun Strowman flips an ambulance, or Braun Strowman demolishes the TV production truck.
Braun Strowman flips an ambulance.
Yeah, it feels good.
No, dear, that's wrong.
I thought it'd be that one because those people are sharing it because it was huge.
Limo, car, the one that they were like, oh, look, you can buy it and then you can smash it up yourself. Or production truck.
You know what? I picked the last one, didn't I?
Boys, I interrupt this quiz to bring you a very special announcement. Triple H is retired.
What?
He's just announced it.
He retired in about 2010.
Well, 2001.
Triple H has just announced his retirement from in-ring competition.
Breaking news.
Wow.
So, breaking hurry up because you have to do the news after this.
Sidge, destroying his car, pushing over Vince's limo, or demolishing the production truck?
I've got no firm direction either way. So.
They use the production thing a lot on TV.
Get your YouTube view out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the best thumbnail?
That or the limo?
What's the best thumbnail? Limos.
The limo. Let's go with the limo.
Limo.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It was a production truck. 60 odd million views or something bonkers like that.
Something what? Bonkers.
Bonkers.
My dad.
My Dizzy Rascal.
Question seven. When Daniel Bryan turned Randy Orton's Escalade into a
Jizzy Rascal.
Yescalade. What colour did he use? It's when he wrote yes all over Orton's new Escalade. But what colour did he write it in? Remember last week we were talking about Kofi Kingston pouring paint all over Randy Orton's fancy car. What colour did Brian use for spray paint? Yellow, orange, green or pink?
Hamlet.
Oh, mate, I've got nothing.
Yellow.
It was...
No, dear, that's wrong.
Not all yellow, in the words of Coldplay.
He didn't say all yellow, though. He said yellow.
Orange, green, or pink?
I would have done it in yellow, personally, because I think that gets more engagement.
What was the car?
An Escalade.
It wasn't even his car. Do you think Randy Orton would have a black car?
Probably, yeah.
Because on white, you'd be there. Cedric, orange.
Yay!
Yes!
Oh, what's the score?
What is the score? 5-1, I think, now, isn't it?
We've got to get them all. I think it's gone now.
That's cast of Cedric. How much of a wrestling guy?
Okay, question 8. Which door did Brock Lesnar rip off J&J's Cadillac? Was it the driver's side door, the passenger side door, the back door on the driver's side, or the back door on the passenger side?
Sidgwick, what side of the car did the driver on America?
He's got like his arm through.
Left, yeah.
Passenger right.
So you're gonna have to, what passenger at the back?
Front or back?
Front or back?
Front or back?
Back.
No, dear, that's wrong.
He's incredulous over this.
Yeah. I don't really watch SmackDown, so I don't know why.
Do you reckon that means he knows it was at the back of the
car? J&J's Cadillac, this was.
It was at the front of the car.
Right. So
this is J&J's Cadillac, not the...
The one he lobbed into the crowd. Nearly lobbed into the crowd.
He did, yes.
J&J Uso.
he thinks he knows something.
I've got the wrong car.
What did
Cedric say?
Passenger back.
Passenger back.
Maybe we got passenger front.
Passenger front, then. I'm going to try and...
No, dear, that's wrong.
Do you know how I got the wrong answer? I got the right answer to the wrong car. I read J&J as Uso's.
It was, in fact, back door, driver's side. Yeah, and I've watched it back, and on the WWE YouTube version of that, they do not show Brock Lesnar showing that door into the crowd. They cut quite quickly to Seth Rollins just going, ooh. Question 9.
What's he doing?
Hang on. Shane can help me out with this.
90s!
No. question 9. Which of these toys is the most expensive?
Oh, my God.
The Wrecking Slammobile vehicle with The Rock, the Wrecking Slam cycle with Drew McIntyre, the Wrecking Slambulance, or the Wrecking Slam and Spin ATV with Big E?
Was this most expensive when brand new, or most expensive now with your right like, now. 5-minute Evo set?
Are they all on eBay? Are they all like...
They're all on, I think, Smith's Toys was where I got
so they're
my
all
prices.
Still at the point of purchase.
Indeed.
Not a collector's market.
No.
So they're all... Right, can I have them once again, then, please?
The Wrecking Slammobile vehicle with The Rock, the Wrecking Slam cycle with Drew McIntyre, the Wrecking Slambulance, or the Wrecking Slam and Spin ATV with Big E.
What was the last one?
Wrecking Slam and Spin ATV with Big E.
Brand new as well.
Go on, then.
The Big E one.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What's going to go for?
It's not the bike. It can't be the bike.
Ambulance.
I'll go with ambulance. Yeah. Slambulance.
The Wrecking Slambulance.
Yay!
Moral.
Final question. My favourite question. Taking us back to when Randy Orton got given that NASCAR and then Kofi Kingston poured orange paint all over it. But which NASCAR driver's car did Randy Orton get as a gift? He was gifted it to him by Legacy, if you remember. Was it Kyle Busch, Will Power?
That's fake.
These are all made up. These are all legitimate driver names.
Will Power.
Kyle Busch, you know, like Will Power. Dick Trickle.
No!
Shut up, man.
No! Nobody's called Dick Trickle.
Or, my personal favourite, Duck Waddle.
It's Kyle Busch. I just wanted to hear all four.
Dick Trickle. Hello, ma'am. My name is Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
Do you want to see my erect penis?
Duck Waddle.
Is that Bruce
Dick
Jensen?
Duck Waddle, Dick Trickle. It was indeed Kyle Busch, but unfortunately, that is not enough. The team of, what was it we decided upon?
Chidgwick.
Chidwick are the winners of this week's quiz. Let us know how you got on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, of course. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Already there right now is the Rampage and the SmackDown previews. You can get our delicious beer at topropebrewing.com. And you can follow all of us on Twitter. You can follow Phil Chambers on Twitter at
Phil My Chambers. And you can follow Sidgwick at
M. Sidgwick, and you can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett, and you can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y, and you can follow Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said. And yeah, order this fantastic beer.
Really
clickbait thumbnail. Nice. Topropebrewing.com. And you can get free delivery entering code Here's Why at checkout. Right, my thanks to Cleary, Hamflett, Sidgwick, and Phil. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.